My name's Evan, and I'm at Northgate. But I get to stand with a number of other pastors, and we're here because we worship Jesus. And we believe that Jesus has a plan for this Comox Valley. That he's got something for here and now, and for these people, and for the hearts that are in this room, and for the hearts that aren't in this room. I'm so touched every time I get to hear Terry share his testimony. It's happened a number of times for me, the first time was in my office. And I'm just so thankful that next year there'd be more Terrys in this room. And the year after, and the year after. Sometimes we celebrate one person so much we forget that God's got more to do. And God's got greater things for us. And the cross is not stuck in a place and time that it can't reach into the future. The cross, Jesus, what he did, still impacts hearts, still changes lives. And Terry's an example of that. I'm so thankful for it. One of the incredible things that I just heard him say that stuck out to me and was sort of what I wanted to talk about this morning is he said, I surrendered my will. I gave up everything. I surrendered who I was. I surrendered my plans. I surrendered what I was going to do. In that moment, I gave up everything. You know, at this time of the year, we're always trying to figure out where was the victory. Was it at the resurrection? Was that the victory? And then we'll celebrate that on Sunday. Was it at the cross? When Jesus yelled out, it is finished, there's the victory, there it was. It was all done, and now sin was conquered. And now we have a moment to celebrate that. But Golgotha, where the cross took place, doesn't happen without Gethsemane. The garden where Jesus showed up. And unexpectedly to his disciples, he came in with anguish, with fear, with trembling of his own into Gethsemane to prepare for Golgotha. If you have your Bible, you can look with me to Matthew 26. Right after the meal that he's just had with his disciples, it says, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch over me. Imagine Peter, James, and John in this moment. Here they are standing with the one who when they were on a boat with that same Jesus, when the water was crashing over and the boat was crashing apart and they were ready to sink, Jesus was sleeping. This is the same Jesus now showing up here. In fact, I sort of think they maybe took their cue from that, and they took a sleep while he was in his time of need. They're remembering back to that moment when they showed up on the shore, and there's this man that everyone has separated themselves from, who lives in a graveyard, and chains can't hold him down. And when that man came running out to Jesus Christ, Jesus stood, and the man, the demons within that man, spoke to him because they knew him. Jesus stood boldly, bravely, courageously, as the demons pleaded for themselves. That's how powerful this Jesus was. Now Jesus walks into the Garden of Gethsemane, and those same disciples who saw that moment see Jesus broken, trembling himself, sorrowful himself. Imagine the moment. It says, Jesus says, I'm overwhelmed to the point of death. Now, going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup be taken from me. The cup in Scripture in the Old Testament generally was talking about God's wrath or God's anger. Generally, the cup was talking about the thing that God would pour out in judgment. And Jesus stood in the Garden of Gethsemane knowing full well what was about to happen, and he didn't want it to happen. We wish there was another way. He, in all of his honesty, in his most human moment, Jesus came before the Father and said, if it's possible, let's figure out a different solution. If it's possible, can something else happen? Can I not walk through this? I don't want to feel the wrath of God. I don't want to know the anger. I don't want to know that judgment. If there's possibilities for can we do something else? I don't know if you've ever prayed that prayer to God. God, I don't want to step through the next thing that is before me. God, I don't know how this situation plays out. God, I don't know if I can do what I'm supposed to do in this time. God, I don't know if the life that you're calling me to is the life that I want. God, I don't know if I can step out of that thing. God, I don't know if I can step out of addiction. I don't know if I can step out of these things, this comfortable, organized crime that I've learned to find my comfort in. I don't know if I can step out of that. Jesus stands before God, before the Father, and says, is there another way? Yet not as I will, but as you will. He goes back to his disciples, found them sleeping. Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour, he asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Again, Jesus goes to the same place. This isn't one of those prayers where we say, God, if you're willing, you will do this, so do it nicely. Thank you. Jesus goes broken. Some pieces of scripture talk about him sweating in such a way that there's maybe blood in his sweat. And here he is broken before God again. Please, God, is there another way? But if not, I'll do it. He goes back to his disciples again. They're sleeping. He goes back and prays the exact same prayer again. This is the moment of surrender. Surrender is not us just saying, yeah, I'll do some hard things. Surrender is saying, I don't want to do that thing. I'm afraid of that thing. I don't have the courage to step into that in life. I don't know if I can walk through this relationship. I don't know if I can walk through this financial difficulty. I don't know if I can walk out of this addiction. I don't know if I can make that decision to follow Jesus and give up all of these other comforts. I don't know if I can take that step to the next level of my faith with Jesus. I don't know if I can do it. And in fact, I don't think I want to. But God, if it's what you have for me, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. In Gethsemane, there was a surrender that took place that led Jesus all the way to Golgotha as a lamb towards slaughter. The crown was put on his head. It wasn't a decision if he'd wear it. He made that decision at Gethsemane. When the nails were going in, he made that decision at Gethsemane. When he was mocked, when he was spit on, when he watched Peter and all of his disciples run away from him, as everyone else dragged him away and started beating him and mocking him and putting him down and lying about him, when all of that happened, it wasn't a decision for Jesus. He already made it and said, Father, whatever you have is scary and it's a little much. And the wrath that I'm going to feel for wearing the weight of the sin of the entire world, I don't want it. Father, if it's your will, that's where I'm going. Father, if it's your will, that's where I'm going. Good Friday is about us recognizing that. And today we can thank Jesus that though he didn't want to feel the wrath, he didn't want to drink the cup, he was afraid of that. He did it. And he calls us to the same. He calls us to do the same. Expose our fears. Tell God about them. Tell him we don't want to do that thing because God calls us into things that are a little bit beyond us. But if it's your will, God, it's for your glory. Though it's scary, though it's hard, though it's challenging, I'm going. I'll do it. Comox Valley needs us to be those people. Jesus showed us how. He empowered us to be. He did it in Gethsemane.